Thank you for downloading this message from New Horizon AOG Church. We pray that it inspires you to arise and shine.
God bless you. Fantastic. Oh, I got a little bit emotional then. Wow. In October this year, I will have been at the church 4 years. And God has done some amazing things in that 4 years. He's done some amazing things in the 13 years that Pastor Andy's been senior pastor. And I count it such a great privilege to have been part of this journey, to have been able to be part of God's plan to build his church in this season for New Horizon Church, to help build this building. And we're believing that God is going to do some miraculous things. He is doing some miraculous things now, but we believe it much more that God is going to do much more in the days to come. Amen? Amen. And right at the start, I just wonder if we can just close our eyes, everybody in the room, because I believe God is in this place. God has, his presence has been surrounding us in this service. He's with us. And before I open my word and as I start preaching, I just want us to be open and have open hearts to what God is wanting to say. So right now, as every eye is closed, we're just going to pray and invite the Holy Spirit just to come into our lives afresh for the power of God to come into our lives. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our lives. And Holy Spirit, we say, come and have your way this morning. We pray, Lord God, that our hearts and our ears will be open to your word. And we come before you, Lord God, with open hearts, open ears, and a ready spirit to receive from you in your mighty name. Amen. 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 Well, good morning, church. It's so good to be with you. And if you're watching online, it's so good to be with you too, in your homes or wherever you're watching us right now. And today my title is called Unlocking the Hurt Locker. Unlocking the Hurt Locker. And I just felt like this needed a little bit of explanation to start off with, because no, it's not about the film Hurt Locker. I just want you to let you know that. But this is about our lives. You see, our lives can often be secured by hurt. In our lives, we can have a locker in our lives where we carry hurt in our lives, and we keep it locked up and we do not deal with it. And you know, for some people, we're good about talking about this stuff and we like to get it dealt with. For others, we like to bury it down, keep it hidden, don't deal with it, and it turns into something that becomes like baggage. And I'm going to just do a short illustration right at the start, and I'm going to ask my kids just to pass me these wonderful suitcases. Now, I wanted to do this illustration. I thought, who could give me some suitcases? So I went to our missions and teaching pastor, because he's a well-traveled man, and he's very kindly lended me his suitcases. But I want these suitcases right at the start to illustrate something this morning, because you see, in life, we can get hurt. And we carry hurt around. And it may not feel like much at the time, but we can walk it around with us in our day-to-day life. And then we can get upset by something that's happened in our life, and we take on board some resentment because somebody's done something in our lives. They've hurt us, and before long, we're carrying a bit of resentment around in our lives. And then You're seeing where this is going. And look, we're going to see how many suitcases. A bit more anger comes in. A bit more resentment. A bit more hurt. Oh. And before we know it, life is getting a little bit difficult. And maybe today, I'm just going, this is going to be fun. I did think this illustration through. We're just going to put these suitcases here. But you see, maybe today you have got to the point where in life, you've added a bit of hurt. You've added a bit of anger. You've added a bit of resentment over situations. And it's got to the point where you're struggling to go on. It's hindering your relationship with God. You see, one case you can cope with. Maybe two cases you can deal with. But when it gets to 3, 4, 5, and 6, things get a little bit difficult, don't they? And we start to struggle in life. But you see, here's the thing. God doesn't want us to carry any of this. God doesn't want us to go around in life with any of this. And today, there's going to be an opportunity at the end, and we're going to look at how we can release this hurt locker. And you know, maybe for you today, you're not ready to deal with that. I appreciate that. But today I want to just explain to you what the Bible says about unlocking the hurt locker. You see, today the Bible emphasizes something very powerful about forgiveness. You see, the word forgiveness is such a powerful thing. You see, to forgive, it takes two people sometimes. It takes the person who is the recipient, and it takes the person who is giving the apology. Sometimes we don't get the apology. Sometimes it's a case that we don't give the apology. But today I want to talk about our responsibility as Christians, as Christ followers, about the power of forgiveness. And right now, at the beginning of this service, I'm not professing to be an expert in this. Where you're sat right now, I feel the same things that you feel. I get angry the same way that you get angry. I get upset the same way that you get upset. I have resentment the same way that you have resentment. But what I am determined as a Christian and as a Christ follower is this, that I will not carry those things forever. And I will choose to forgive in my life. Yeah. And I want that for you guys. Yeah. I want that same heart for you guys. Because ultimately, as Christ followers, we're going to come up with those things every single day. We're going to face those things every single day. And I know, you know, everybody has walked into this place experiencing different things in life. Everybody has faced different battles. And I know wherever you sit right now, the things that you carry, they're incredibly hard for you. But I want you to know that there's a God that loves you. There's a God that wants to set you free from that pain. There's a God that wants to set you free and allow you to have forgiveness over the things that have happened in your life. And that may be a journey. It may be a journey. It may be longer than just today, but I believe today that God wants to set people free from these things that are going on in their lives. We're going to be reading from Matthew 18. So if you want to open your Bibles to Matthew 18, and we're reading from verse 21, the words are going to come up on the screen. And it says this, it says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother and sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Wow. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he had not been able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this time, the servant fell to his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay you back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled all of his debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But the servant refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything, what had happened. The master called his servant in and said, "You wicked servant, I cancelled all your debt, all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of us unless we learn to forgive our brother or sister from our hearts. Wow. There's a lot of heavy stuff in there. And today I just want to unpack that. Because Jesus was very clear in his word. You see, forgiveness is not only powerful because it releases us from the burden, but it's very powerful because it's important for our relationship with God. And God looks upon the way that we treat others with forgiveness in the same way that he forgives us. You see, what I love about this story is Jesus has a crowd of people around him. And in that crowd at that time, there would have been children right from a small age to adults right to an old age. And Jesus thought it so important to share this parable, this story about forgiveness. And it's not that similar to our room today. You see, we've got children from a small age sat in our room today, right to adults to an older age as well. And I ain't going to go to what age that is in this room today. But here we go. You see, for Jesus, what he wanted was his response of the story was to a question that one of his disciples asked him. And that question was from Peter. And he said to Jesus, "Lord, how many times should I forgive someone? How many times should I forgive someone?" And Jesus responds to him. You see, before we get to Jesus' response, let me just get to this. Because you see, Peter is asking him, "How many times should I forgive my brother and sister if they sin against me? Up to 7 times? Now for you, you may be wondering, why is Peter asking that? Well, in the culture at the time, to forgive somebody 3 times would have been absolutely fine. So Peter thought he was being overgenerous to Jesus. But Jesus made a point of saying, "No, Peter, not 7 times. But 77 times. And if we understand the Hebrew context of that word in what Jesus responded in that, it's not 77 in the figure that we know it, but it's 70 times 7. So you're talking more like 490. But what Jesus was wanting to bring in that moment was he was wanting to bring the point that there should be no limit to our forgiveness. There should be no limit to our forgiveness. And one of my hobbies from time to time is to play golf. And I remember playing golf with a friend one time. And this friend in particular loved to keep count. But not of his own score, of my score. Now you can take that one of two ways. Either I was very bad at counting and I added a few less strokes to my score to make me look good, which that's debatable, but I can count wrong sometimes. Or this person was determined to ensure that my score was correct and their score was also correct. But here's the point. As Christians, God hasn't called us to keep score of other people's wrongs. God hasn't called us to look at other people's wrongs and what they are doing in their lives to us and keep count of those. God has asked us to keep an eye on our own. Amen? You see, the Bible says, don't look at the splint in somebody else's eye until you look at the plank in your own eye.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Come on, church. There's a big warning to us there and a big challenge to us. But God wants us to understand something about that there should be no limits to our forgiveness. So when somebody wrongs us, I know that there is a challenge for us. I know that there is everything in us, everything in our human nature to say, I do not forgive that person. But I believe over time, God will help you forgive that person. I believe over time, God will help you journey to forgive that person. And I know that there have been some horrific things that happen in people's lives. And I don't want to dismiss those in any shape or form, which is why I want to make it very clear that sometimes there is a journey to forgiveness, because for some of us, we've experienced horrific, horrific things by the hands of some not very nice people. But yet, God still calls us to forgive. You see, Pastor Andy last week brought an amazing message. His wounds are my inheritance. And I encourage you, if you weren't here last week or you're listening online, if you did not listen to that, please, please listen to it. Phenomenal, phenomenal teaching. But you see, what's really important to understand is what is also our inheritance is his forgiveness. Yes? His forgiveness over our life. And ultimately, let's just take a moment to stop and think what Christ went through on that cross. The way that Christ was treated on that cross. Yet, he chose to forgive all that spat on him. All that hurled names at him. The soldiers that pierced him with spears in the final breath. The soldiers that placed the crown of thorns. The soldiers that whipped him and beat him to the cross. Yet Jesus chose to show forgiveness. And in his last dying breath, he said these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Ooh. Wow. You see, when I look at my life and I look at forgiveness, and when I'm struggling to forgive somebody for what they've done to me, I turn to God and I look at God, because you see, God is our perfect example of forgiveness. God is our perfect example of forgiveness. Jesus teaches in this parable that a king decides to go over his books and sees that one of his servants owes him 10,000 bags of gold. Let me just put that into context for you. That debt was unpayable. 10,000 bags of gold was a lot more than any of us would have ever owned in our lifetime, potentially. And for that servant, it was completely unachievable. And the king comes to the servant and he says, I want you to pay the debt back by selling your lands, selling yourself, selling your wife and your children to repay that debt. Because ultimately he was a servant at the time. The servant then cries mercy, and the king shows him mercy. But not mercy in a little bit, where he set up a payment plan and kept count of what was going to come back in. No, the king wiped the slate clean. Wow. Does that not remind you of someone? Yeah. You see, God is our perfect example. And Jesus tells this parable of the king for the very reason that he wants to show the example of what God is in our lives. Colossians 1 verse 13 to 14 says these words, and it's speaking about Jesus. For he has rescued us from the domain of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness for our sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, if we can't get excited about what Jesus has done for us in this place, I don't know what we can get excited about. I know I say that saying a lot, but you see, you know, if there's something I want to get excited about, it's about the kingdom of God. It's about what God has done in our lives. It's what God can do in your life. And, you know, you and I were once bound by sin, but through Jesus, we have freedom. We needed a savior, and God sent Jesus. He didn't pay for our ransom or our forgiveness by gold or silver or any other value of monetary. But our sin was paid through the forgiveness of Jesus and the sacrifice of his blood on the cross. You see, the blood of Christ sets you free today. And today, whatever baggage we are carrying, I truly believe God wants to help us unlock the hurt lockers from within and release some of these baggages, getting rid of them, because by the end of this service, these cases are going to be gone. And my prayer is that the baggage that you're carrying in your life will be starting to be removed in the name of Jesus. And that you'll understand something of the power of God afresh in your life and the blood of Christ that has been paid for your life and the forgiveness of God over your life, so that you see what God has done in your life and you recognize the power of his forgiveness over your life is much greater than anything that you can offer or give. You see, what's brilliant is that we then, once we understand that, we then give our forgiveness to others. We give our forgiveness to others. My last point, and I'm coming to a close, is we also have to understand something about the danger of unforgiveness. You know, I can't read that parable and Jesus' teaching and what Jesus said without talking about the danger of unforgiveness. Because, you see, the first servant, after receiving forgiveness from the king, then turns to his fellow servant, who owed him a smaller debt, let me add that, and showed him no mercy or forgiveness. Wow. On the surface, it's hard to understand why, after receiving mercy from the king, this servant decided to not show mercy to his fellow servant. Yet he didn't. And what we find is then the king, after hearing this, ushers him into his court and absolutely reprimands him. Not gently. He completely reprimands him. You wicked servant. Wow. What powerful words. And I don't want you to hear me wrong here today. I'm not standing up here pointing a finger calling you wicked. But ultimately, this is about our relationship with God. And the king represents God. You see, God is the only one that will look into our lives so deeply and with a fine comb and with a magnifying glass and see what we're carrying and the way that we're giving forgiveness to others. You see, the first danger is if we don't learn to forgive, then there's an opportunity that we won't be forgiven either. Let me say that again. If we can't learn to forgive, then there's a possibility that we won't be forgiven also. And Jesus tells this parable for that reason. Not to bring burden upon our life, but to bring warning. You see, Jesus gives us examples in the Bible. The Word of God gives us examples so that we don't walk our lives in the same way of the example. Does that make sense? The Word of God is there to guide us. The Word of God is there to help us. And can I encourage you as Christians that if we want to understand more about what God wants for our lives, then we've got to open the Word of God. And today, especially in this day and age, that if we don't open the Word of God, then we're walking through life incredibly blinded. Yeah. We're walking through life with a blindfold on. Yeah. We're feeling through life wondering what's going to happen. We went for a haircut on Friday. Short little story. I'm sorry I'm going over, but short little story. And whilst we were waiting for our haircut, the person who was cutting our hair, her son came in, and he's basically got really long hair, and she was laughing and joking because he's decided to start wearing a headband like some of these famous footballers, because he wants to be like a famous footballer. But for 10 minutes, sorry, he was walking around the shop with this headband around his eyes. And God just spoke to me in that moment, and he reminded me that actually as Christians, there are so many of us that are walking around with those blindfolds on and not seeing what God is wanting for our lives. Pastor Lee, just before I spoke, gave me a word, and that word was very similar to what I've just said. You see, God wants us to understand something very powerful about this, because when we understand about the power of forgiveness, it's going to set us free. The blindfolds are going to come off. We're going to start seeing things differently. The second thing about the danger of unforgiveness is that we can carry an unnecessary burden. I've shared it, church. We've got anger. We've got resentment. We've got hurt. We've got physical damage, what people have done to us. We've got fear. We've got anxiety. These are all things that have potentially, the fear and the anxiety is something potentially that through what people have done to us. And actually, through our forgiveness, we can be set free from some of that. You see, God doesn't want you to carry burdens in life, but he wants us to be set free for them. Today, I truly believe that God wants to come into your life afresh and set you free from the things that you've been carrying. The final thing about the danger of unforgiveness is that it will hinder our relationships. Firstly, it will hinder our relationship with God. Ultimately, if we can't forgive someone, all of this baggage is going to get in the way of our relationship with God. And like I said right at the start, you've potentially walked in and you're feeling like you're dragging through life with all of this baggage and you can't go on anymore because it's stopping you from seeing what God wants for your life. It's stopping you from seeing the call of God on your life. And then lastly, it affects the relationships around us. Why does it affect the relationships around us? Because when we're carrying baggage, we build walls up. We build a locker up. And we lock that locker up nice and tight. And when we try and have a relationship with somebody, it gets to a certain point and something's been prodded. And that anger comes alive and something comes bumbling up. And our walls come flooding up because nobody's coming into my life. Nobody's gonna try and help me right now. And maybe today you're sat here and you're saying, Pastor Steve, I hear what you're saying, but my wall's up and you're not coming in. Well, I don't want to come in. God wants to come in. God wants to come into your life afresh today. So church, why don't we stand? Why don't we stand? I'm sorry for going on a little bit longer. I apologize. But right now in this space, I just want to maybe just reach out to God because, and close our eyes, guys, come on. Let's just close our eyes and reach our arms out to God. Because right now, there are things that you have been carrying in your life. That God does not want you to carry any longer. The cases are being removed. Maybe at home, you are carrying suitcases, burdens that have been weighting you down for far too long. They are stopping you from even walking into this building because of fear that you are going to have to deal with the situations. Right now, while every eye is closed, while every heart is open, we're going to pray and we're going to believe that God is going to start removing burdens from our lives. That forgiveness is going to come out and pour out in our lives so that we can pour it out into others' lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now in this place, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this word. And Lord, we pray over every situation that people are carrying in this place, Lord God, whether they are at home or whether they are physically in this building or they're listening on podcasts, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that in this moment, wherever they are, that something of the power of God will come upon them afresh. The power of forgiveness will come upon them, that they will know that they are being set free from the burdens of resentment, of anger, of pain, of what others have done to them. And today I just prophesy over anybody that has, and this is sensitive, I just prophesy over anybody that has been abused, has been mistreated by any, in any shape or form, by another person. I pray, Lord God, that you will start to set hearts free, Lord God. Unlock the hurt lockers. Holy Spirit, in this place, we pray this in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. The suitcases are going. I prophesy this over your life. My kids are taking them away. But just as this image of my children taking these cases away, I want you to see that God is taking your burdens away. God is taking your pain away. He's going to set your anger free. He's going to reveal how you can forgive. And as you come to him, even now, you will know what God has done in your life this morning. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to invite Pastor Andy up as he closes with some giving information. God bless you all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this message. For any more information or to download our weekly podcast, please go to www.newhorizonchurch.org.uk.